come on in. Join us one more time for another edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. How are you? January's done. That took about 20 minutes. Holy cow. Happy February. I'm sure you are riveted watching the Pro Bowl right now, and we had to tear ourselves away from the Pro Bowl pregame show to come and record this edition of the podcast with just a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there. Rob Witham along with you. This may be a little shorter than usual podcast as we are still trying to once and for all shake off whatever this cold mess we've been fighting ever since the day after Christmas. It's let's just say the Core Seeding people and the Alka-Seltzer Cold Cough Plus people are really happy. Their stock should be going up because I have heavily invested in their products and services here in the last few weeks. It looked like it was gone like 3 weeks ago, and then it came roaring back right as we were actually courtside at Highland Springs back on the 18th doing our game of the week with LC Bird in Highland Springs. And so we've been fighting round two, and hopefully it'll be done soon. So got to save the voice because we want to make sure we have plenty for Monday night's very special game of the week broadcast. And you know, we're sorry that it came up quickly because we would have liked to have had more time to promote this one. But frankly, when the storm hit over a week ago, we made a conscious decision not to bother any of the activities directors at the high schools in the area until school got back into session. It was just their priority right now is to help officials in terms of determining school closures and cancellations and rescheduling games. And so they had enough on their plate and were like, okay, when they get back into school, then we'll, you know, reach out and say, hey, is it possible for us to do that? And we were able to nail down two new broadcasts for early February on Friday morning. And in case you weren't with us for our game of the week on Friday night, boy, you missed two good games if you missed them. Patrick Henry, Lee Davis, we had a good time in Mechanicsville on Friday night. It was a good night for the visitors as the Patriot girls go on a 20-7 run late to beat Lee Davis 39-31 and get their 12th win of the year. And then in the nightcap, we went overtime. Lee Davis had a chance to win and let it slip through their fingers, and Patrick Henry escaped with a 50-47 win. And so a sweep for the Patriots that night. That's a sweep for the Patriot boys and girls over the Confederates in both of their games this season. So if you missed that, you missed two really good games. And we believe we're going to have two really good games on Monday night. And we're just so excited. We'll be at Deep Run High School. And it's going to be top 10 girls action. John Marshall has been on the cusp of our top 10 for most of the season. They haven't broken in yet. They and Meadowbrook have been the two teams that have just kind of been on the outside looking in. Trinity Episcopal was with them, and then they moved into the top 10 for the first time last week. The new top 10 we're releasing here in just a moment here on the podcast. So John Marshall has a legitimate shot at knocking off ranked Deep Run, and that'll be our first game Monday night at 6 o'clock, John Marshall Deep Run Girls. And then when we're done, it will be time for a top 5 boys basketball showdown. John Marshall's boys, they lost in the Times-Dispatch Invitational Tournament. They have been playing very good basketball of late. They beat Thomas Jefferson at the Ash Center by 38 points back on Friday night, and they are coming in smoking to Deep Run tomorrow night to give their best shot to the current number one team in our RVA Sports Network boys basketball top 10 high school poll. Deep Run Wildcats, John Marshall Justices. You know Henrico is going to be rooting for John Marshall on Monday night because they need some help. They need to win out and get some help to try to get that number one seed in the Conference 11 tournament. Deep Run with the inside track with it now, with Deep Run and Henrico both with only one loss. But remember, the Deep Run loss doesn't count in conference standings because it was to a private school, St. Christopher's, in the TDIT tournament final a little over a month ago. So Henrico needs Deep Run to slip up a couple of times And, well, you know, if they're going to lose, one prime possibility is to a very, very good John Marshall team. Greg Jones, Jeremy Carter Shepherd and company. And we'll have it for you live on RVA Sports Network Monday night, about 7:30 tip, maybe a little bit later, depending upon how long the girls' game goes. But we will hit the air at 6 p.m. And, of course, it's always on our YouTube channel. You need to go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network and click subscribe. If you do that, it's A, absolutely free, and B, all it does is that whenever we either A, post a new video onto our YouTube channel, or B, begin a new live broadcast, you'll get a notification, whether it be through email or maybe it be on a text alert or alert on your phone. And then that way, you never miss another live RVA Sports Network high school broadcast of any high school sport, not just football, not just basketball, but all season long. So hope you'll do that. Go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network, click subscribe. And of course, links to listen are always, 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 always on our family of websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com. And for tomorrow night, of course, HenricoCountySports.net. As we get set for Deep Run John Marshall on the Game of the Week Monday night. Then the following week, we are in the West End of Richmond one more time, and we chose this doubleheader because most of the parties involved, in fact, all of the parties involved, are fighting for either playoff positioning or better seeding in the Conference 11 tournament, which will begin on February 13th at Glen Allen High School. And so we're going to be live at Mills Godwin on Tuesday, February 9th, when the Hermitage Panthers come calling. Doubleheader action, game of the week again, 6 o'clock airtime on our YouTube channel. Hermitage Mills Godwin girls first, and then the Hermitage Mills Godwin boys. That should be an excellent basketball game. We are looking forward to returning to the home of the Eagles one more time here in the regular season. So those are our new two broadcasts. We told you we were going to have games of the week the first 2 weeks of February heading into the postseason, and there they are. Now, we may add one more broadcast prior to the end of the regular season on the 12th. It is not a certainty. It just depends upon how things fall and if we have the right opportunity. And if we do, we may add one more. And if it happens, it would be the latter part of the final week of the season in the last couple of games, either the 11th or the 12th of February. And if that happens, of course, we'll let you know on Twitter and throughout our social media network. All right, let's get to the new top 10 polls, shall we? Top 10 boys and girls basketball polls here from the RVA Sports Network. It's hard to believe this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is our 10th poll of the year. And only two more to come, as we'll release one next week. And, of course, next week's poll and next week's podcast all is going to be moved up early for two reasons. Number one, my daughter's coming home for the weekend from Longwood University. And so I'll have to spend part of Sunday afternoon taking her back down to Farmville and getting back here to Richmond. Normally we try to get the podcast recorded late Sunday afternoon or early on Sunday evening, so we'll be busy then. We also realize that there's this little football game going on in Santa Clara, California next Sunday night that most of you will be riveted to, so that you can enjoy the game, the commercials, the halftime show, or all of the above. And so we make it a premise on Super Bowl Sunday to get all of our information out and do it early so that you can either enjoy the podcast before the big game or you can download it and listen to it afterwards, either in your celebration or your sorrow, depending upon how your favorite team does. So next week's top 10 poll, next week's Central Regional podcast will be earlier on Sunday to allow for you to enjoy your Super Bowl wherever it may be, at home with your family or a friend's house, a party, gathering, church youth group, whatever the case may be. So right now, let's get to this week's top 10 poll. Holding steady at number 10, second week in the poll, in the girls' top 10 poll, Trinity Episcopal had a very good week this week, unbeaten in play, and they remain at number 10. Holding steady at number 9 is Deep Run, the team that we will have here on the Game of the Week Monday night, hosting John Marshall, 6 o'clock airtime. Mallory O'Dell, Michelle Sewards, and Sydney Whitaker and company. Deep Run, they've been in the bottom half of our top 10. They dropped out for a week or two. They came back in last week, and they hold steady at number 9 with an opportunity to get a good win this week over John Marshall on Monday night. And then they've got some other battles coming up here in the last 2 weeks of the regular season as they're fighting for seeding in the Conference 11 tournament. Number eight, a team, and we mentioned this last week, they hold steady from last week's eight position that has been just dogged by injuries. It would be a much better season for the Huguenot Falcons had the injury bug not come calling, but hopefully, prayerfully, they'll be in better shape in terms of physicality when they get to the Conference 20 tournament, which will begin, of course, the week of February the 15th. Monacan obviously going to be the prohibitive favorite in that tournament, but two teams come out of the conference and head to the 4A East Regional. And Huguenot right now certainly the favored to do that out of the rest of the four teams elsewhere in the conference. And so if Huguenot can get back on track, then, you know, they might be able to not only clinch a regional berth, but make a nice run in the regional as well. Dropping a couple of spots down from 5 to 7, the Warriors of Henrico. They are the latest victim of number one Highland Springs, and this one got away from them in the second half. 79-36 final score in that game. And so Henrico drops two spots down to number 7, moving up couple of spots, or I should say one spot, up to number 6. It's one of the teams that beat Henrico early on in the season, 69-66. Got a nice win on Friday night over Hermitage at the Weback Pat night. Had another successful Weback Pat night, founded, of course, by now senior Anne-Marie Barron when Anne-Marie was a freshman at J.R. Tucker, and I'm sure they will continue this tradition long after Anne-Marie's days there have completed. The Tigers of J.R. Tucker, they are currently number 6 in our top 10, moving up one to number 5, their first appearance in our top 5 this year, St. Catharines. Congratulations to the Saints for making it into the top 5 at number 5. And then, you know, we've talked about how in the last 3 weeks or so, the top 4 teams in our girls' poll have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack, and the top 3, frankly, have made a bit of separation from number 4, but number 4 still has a lot of talent and could make some noise in 5A South. And they, of course, are the Skyhawks of L.C. Byrd. They remain steady at 4, got a nice win over Woodrow Wilson Saturday down at the beach. They got Thomas Dale coming in on Thursday, Battle of Chester doubleheader, Thursday night girls and boys varsity at Byrd. Holding steady at number 3, got an easy win over Clover Hill on Saturday afternoon, a makeup game for one of the games that was stormed out, the Cosby Titans, as they get set for Conference 3 tournament action in 2 weeks, and another run at a 6A state championship. This past Thursday night, we were in Midlothian to check out Monacan, and they remain steady at number 2. They get the win over the Midlothian Trojans. You know, we knew that Monacan and Midlothian would not be evenly matched this season simply because Monacan brought everybody back from their championship team, all the major contributors, and Midlothian lost most of their major contributors from last year's state runner-up team. And you know, Tina Lindenfeld can only do so much. But, you know, I was watching Midlothian on Thursday night, and there are pieces there. It's going to take time and experience and practice. In time and experience and practice. And sometimes when that happens, you have to kind of take your lumps when you play the elite competition. And that happened to them at home on Thursday night. But we've not heard the last of the Midlothian Trojans. That is for sure. No doubt about it. That is a team that if they played all up to their potential one night, they could, say, in a Conference 20 semifinal, knock out Huguenot and get a regional berth. They could do it. They've definitely got the talent to do so. The question would be execution. So don't count Midlothian out in the postseason. They could make a bit of a run as well. Cosby at 3. Monacan holds steady at 2. And, of course, holding firm at number 1. And still unbeaten after the 40-plus win over Henrico. The Highland Springs Springers, they have Patrick Henry on Tuesday night, a team that they easily defeated back earlier in the season. That was Patrick Henry's first loss of the year, if memory serves me correctly, back in the middle of December. Highland Springs, they've got their sights set on getting ready for the Conference 12 tournament, third week of the month, starting in 2 weeks on the 15th, I believe, and then clinching, getting a 5A South berth, and then going back and doing what they weren't able to do last year and get to the state level and work on a state championship. That is what they are looking to do. They'd love to do what the boys did in football just a couple of months ago. And then you know, speaking of Highland Springs girls basketball, I'm courtside at Randolph-Macon yesterday afternoon, and I'm looking on my Twitter feed, and here it comes. Najee Pollard, 14 points. Brianna Justice, 5. As Delaware State gets a big MEAC victory, and Delaware State now has their most MEAC conference wins in the last 3 seasons, and 40% of their starting lineup is from Highland Springs High School. So that was good to see. Always enjoy watching the kids as they go off into college and being successful in their endeavors there, academically first and then athletically as well. Of course, they don't, you know, I know they don't broadcast History of Western Civilization 101 on Comcast Sportsnet, so I know we don't get a chance to see that. I get that. Today I was watching Taja Cole and Louisville against Ariel Stevenson and Destiny Walker and Wake Forest. That was so much fun to see. 3 area kids on the court, and then I flip the other channel, and I've got St. Bonaventure and Richmond going. And, of course, you know, Richmond, one of their biggest players this year, Michaela Parson, Alex's older sister who played at Monacan, now at Richmond. Alex is going on her way to Richmond in a year or two. Alicia Hudala for Glenn Allen due to injury. She's getting significant minutes right now for the Spiders as they're a bit they've lost some players, Lauren Tolson being one. So good to be able to turn on my television on a Sunday afternoon and flip between 2 channels and see local kids on both. And, you know, okay, what's up here? What's up? Ooh, there's Taja. There's Alicia. That's just so much fun. Makes the watching experience really fun for me personally, having had the chance to cover and know these kids so well. All right, get to the boys' top 10 now. We have a new entry into the top 10. We've talked the last couple of weeks how the number 10 spot in our poll has been kind of interchangeable, and there were 4 or 5 teams that could get there. And we've seen Verina at number 10 recently. We've had Cosby at number 10 as recently as last week. They lost yesterday to Clover Hill in that makeup game from the snowstorm. And they have dropped out of the top 10, new to the top 10, winners Friday night over Midlothian, the Monacan Chiefs. Congratulations to Darian Peterson and the gang. The Chiefs hit our top 10 for the very first time this year at number 10. Now, there's some holding steadies, and there's a couple of changes. Holding firm at 9, even though they had a tough 2-point loss at the Vantage Hoops Classic at L.C. Byrd to Woodbridge on Saturday. Still at number 9, the Hopewell Blue Devils looking to make some noise come conference tournament time here in a couple of weeks. Hermitage holds firm at number 8. They got a big win at Tucker on We Back Pat night on Friday night. Down 1 to number 7, Trinity Episcopal. They had a tough loss on Saturday to St. Anne's Belfield. And switching places with them and moving up one spot to number 6, the Generals of Dinwiddie. They have to be, I think, considered right now the favorites in Conference 20 and a team to where, if they can stay healthy and play their best basketball into the latter part of the month of February, could possibly make some noise well into the 4A East Regionals. I know Monacan is feeling the exact same way. So 2 Conference 20 teams in the back end of our poll, Monacan at 10 and Dinwiddie moving up 1 to number 6. Dropping 1 from 4 to 5, the Saints of St. Christopher's. They too with a tough loss on Saturday in a VIS action, and that was against Episcopal. So St. Christopher's down 1 from 4 to 5. Moving ahead of them at number 4, we've mentioned them before. Their big 38-point win Friday night at the Ash Center over TJ, the Justices of John Marshall. So John Marshall will come into deep run as our number 4 team on the game of the week on Monday night. Holding firm at number 3, Henrico, who wasted no time at home Friday night with Highland Springs. They struggled with them and got an 8-point win at Highland Springs 3 weeks earlier. They won by 36 on Friday night. I think Henrico found a way personally, if not as a team, because practices got canceled over the snow. And that means the onus of responsibility is on the individual to get out there and get the work done one way or another to be ready whenever you get back into school. And the Henrico Warriors were ready. I think at one point in the first half it was 30-4. So Henrico, still a lot to be heard from, no doubt about it. They're still a favorite to go all the way in 5A, as is the top 2 teams in our poll. And let me say something about number 2, L.C. Byrd. L.C. Byrd has been high on our poll all season long, and they haven't necessarily been as high in other prognostications in the area. But we've held them steady at 2. In fact, when Deep Run knocked off Henrico, there was a lot of internal thought of, well, who should be the new number 1 team? should it be Deep Run because they beat number one? Or what about LC Bird? They're at two. Should they ascend? Is it their time? And in the end, the thinking was the Deep Run's win over Henrico, ending a 33-game winning streak, doing it at Henrico, kind of trumped all that. And so, and when LC Bird suffered their first loss of the season also around that time. And so Deep Run was one, LC Bird was two, and it's been that way for the last few weeks. LC Bird, yesterday, at home, they did have the home court advantage because the Vantage Hoops Classic was held at LC Bird. But they had two-time defending champion Norcom in, and Norcom hadn't lost a basketball game in almost a year. And so this is the time, apparently, in 2016 is the year where long winning streaks come to an end. Henrico's winning streak came to a close a few weeks back in a game we had live here on RVASN. And last night, Pinky Wiley and Mario Haskett and Charles Faldon and company got the job done 59-57. Huge win for that Skyhawks program. And if they make a deep run and get to the state level this year and push towards what they have really wanted here during this last run under Troy Manns, and that is a state title of their own, they may look back to Saturday night as the turning point in their season or the point where things really took off. And so LC Bird steady at number two and very impressive. Best win of the week by far. Their win on Saturday night. Holding firm at number one, the Deep Run Wildcats. They get the win over Glen Allen on Rivalry Night on Friday. And, of course, they host number four, John Marshall. That's our game of the week. Tomorrow night, Monday night, depending upon when you're listening to this podcast, 6 p.m., live on RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel. Links to the broadcast live on HenricoCountySports.net, at RVASportsNetwork.com. We tweet links out as well. And, of course, the easiest way to listen is to go to YouTube.com/RVASportsNetwork and click subscribe. And then you get text or email alerts every time we go on the air live. And you never miss another live RVA Sports Network broadcast. All right, so there's your top 10 for boys and girls basketball. We have two more polls to go. We'll have a top 10 poll next week, and it'll be released earlier in the day so as not to interfere with Super Bowl 50. And then our final polls for the season will be released on our Valentine's Day edition of the podcast. By then, Conference 11 tournament will have already started, and the other tournaments in the area will be just about ready to get underway. Some will play on that Monday President's Day. Some are waiting to get out of the President's Day holiday. Now, I have heard the rumors. We know that there's going to be another shot of cold air coming in late this week into next weekend. We know that. And I've heard the rumors that there's a setup going on and that people are looking at long-term forecast and they're looking at about the middle of next week and possibly another storm is going to be brewing and they don't know at this point right now whether it's going to be rain or whether it's going to be snow. I am going to be praying for rain because I want us to get the regular season done in full and I want us to get the playoffs started on time. And you'll remember the struggle we had to get the conference and then the region tournaments completed last year because of all of the problems that we had with weather. And it wasn't like we got socked with a foot of snow in that stretch. It was little nemesis storms, just enough to close you down for a day or two. And then, you know, you get back and you turn around, you're closed again. And it just took seemed like it took forever to finally get everything straight. And we were able to get down to the States and finish up basketball season. Don't want those interruptions this year. So we're praying for rain on February 10th, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So, okay, now one thing we plan on doing here in the next 24 hours and have up for you hopefully no later than Monday night or Tuesday during the day is on RVASportsNetwork.com. We're going to give you a place where you can go where you can get running standings in all the area conferences for boys and girls basketball, and we're going to get you the schedules that we have from the conferences and from the Virginia High School League for conference basketball tournaments of teams here in our coverage area, as many as we can get. We can tell you now that we know that Conference 11 will begin their tournament with quarterfinals on Saturday, February 13th. It'll be a quadruple header at Glen Allen High School. The two girls' games, the two boys' games, all taking place on that neutral site on Saturday, February the 13th. And you'll recall Conference 11 did this last year, had their quarterfinals over at Lee Davis, and it ended up helping them tremendously because then we got our first bout of winter weather, and conference tournaments that hadn't started yet got postponed that Monday and Tuesday of that week, and it became iffy as to how we were going to get all the conference tournaments in on time to get the region started. And 11 didn't have that worry as much because when they came back, they were already ready for semifinal action while the other conferences were trying to still schedule their first round games. And honestly, I thought some other conferences would take note and start their tournaments on Saturday. But to our knowledge, Conference 11's the only one in town that is doing it again. And again, that's on Saturday the 13th over at Glen Allen High School. Then what will happen this year is in Conference 11, the boys' semifinals are scheduled for Tuesday the 16th at Henrico, the girls' semifinals on Wednesday the 17th, and then both championship games are set for Friday night the 19th. And again, the semis and the championships will all be at Henrico High School this year. That's Conference 11. Now remember, Highland Springs no longer in Conference 11. They're in Conference 12. Verina no longer in Conference 3. They're also in Conference 12. Okay, so for those of you listening in Henrico, new places for Highland Springs and Verina to play come the postseason. Conference 12 tournament action will be the week of the 15th, and usually Conference 12 rolls with the neutral site. They have not officially sent their information in yet with the Virginia High School League, but we're going to reach out to some people, try to get that information for you. Other conferences in the area, Conference 3 in Chesterfield County, the 6A schools. Your basketball tournament, as usual, will be games at higher seeds. It's, of course, a six-team field. That means your top two seeds will get byes into the semifinals. Your quarterfinals are set for Monday the 15th. The semifinals are Wednesday the 17th, and you are currently scheduled to crown your champions on Friday night the 19th. That is in Conference 3. We mentioned Conference 11 earlier, Conference 12 earlier, Conference 16, same thing. Atlee Patrick Henry and the teams to the west and south, such as Halifax and Orange and Albemarle and Patrick Henry of Roanoke, higher seeds will host quarterfinals on Monday the 15th. Top two seeds get byes to the semis. Semis, Wednesday the 17th. Championships, Friday the 19th. And again, top two seeds get byes and the higher seed hosts. So if you can get a number one or number two seed, then you're guaranteed a semifinal home game on the 17th. You're guaranteed the day off on Monday the 15th. And if you're the one seed and can win the semi, you can host the championship game on the 19th, and that's the way it works in Conference 3 as well. Over in Conference 20, their tournament also will be held at the host higher seed. And so, for example, we can pretty much confirm to you that Monacan will be the number one seed in the girls' tournament, so they'll get a bye into the semifinals. They'll host a semi on Tuesday the 16th. The quarterfinals will be Monday the 15th at the higher seed, so 6 will go to 3, 5 will go to 4. And then the winner of 5-4 will go to Monacan, and the winner of 6-3 will probably go to Huguenot. I suspect that if they haven't clinched yet, they're very close to clinching the two-seed in girls. Over in boys, top two seeds will get byes. Your semis are going to be on Wednesday night. Your championship is going to be on Friday night. And so Conference 20 is going to have something going on every night during the week of the 15th. Quarters on Monday, girls semis on Tuesday, boys semis on Wednesday, girls championship Thursday, boys championship on Friday. Conference 26 tournament scheduled to be at the Arthur Ashe Center, and it's currently listed as being February 19th and 20th, which means they are waiting till the latter part of President's Day week to do the tournament at a neutral site. There may be a date missing on that listing from the VHSL. We're going to check into that and see if we can get some additional information on that. Of course, the regular season for Prep League continues through President's Day week. There's some big games that week. St. Christopher's goes to Benedictine on Tuesday the 16th. On Friday night, Collegiate goes to St. Christopher's to wrap up the regular season. Now, in other sports going on elsewhere here in the area outside of basketball, high school-wise, Conference 16 has already had their swimming championships. Had a lot of qualifiers from Atlee and Patrick Henry into the 5A North Regional, which is going to be on Thursday down in Christiansburg. These guys, I tell you, and this is why we desperately need a overhaul of this current system of reclassification, and hopefully it's going to be approved next month, and it won't be perfect, but it'll be better. And by the fall of 2017, these ridiculous trips won't happen anymore. Atlee and Patrick Henry swimming team had to get on the bus and go to Salem to swim at the conference tournament Friday night. Come back. Now they're going to have to turn around and go and miss a day of school on Thursday of this week to be in the regional tournament in Christiansburg. Now, Hanover Wrestling knows a bit about that. Metoica Wrestling, Monacan Wrestling knows a bit about that because 4A schools have had to go to Christiansburg for the state wrestling championships in the past. And, you know, you expect to have to travel at the state level. Conference level, traveling 3 hours for your tournament is just ludicrous on any way, whether Richmond goes to Roanoke or Roanoke has to come to Richmond. It just doesn't make any sense. So hopefully we're going to have that problem solved here in the very near future. But this weekend, Conference 11 Gymnastics Tournament, which most of the Richmond area teams that have gymnastics squads are in that tournament. That's going to be over at Henrico. We're going to be there for that for a while. Wrestling conference tournaments are underway. Conference 20 is going to be over at Huguenot. Conference 11 is going to be at Douglas Freeman. We're going to be over there for that to check out Lee Davis for the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper and the other teams as well for our purposes. And Conference 16 is taking place this weekend. That is going to be also out of town. Let me check one thing real quick. Conference 3 is holding their conference tournament at Cosby on Saturday. Conference 16, it's at Orange County High School. So Patrick Henry and Atlee got to head up to Orange for that tournament. Some indoor track tournaments are this week, including Conference 16 is Wednesday up at Fork Union Military Academy for Patrick Henry and for Atlee. Conference 20's indoor track tournament is not until a week from Tuesday at the Arthur Ashe Center here in Richmond. So we're going to get all of this information compiled, put it together, and have basically another tournament central like we had for football and like we had over the holidays when you had all of those holiday basketball tournaments. We're going to put together another place on our website where you're going to be able to bookmark that page, and we will update it every day with scores, updated brackets and schedules, any changes due to the weather. We'll have it all for you at rvasportsnetwork.com. So make sure you bookmark rvasportsnetwork.com, your place to go for the information you need. Scoreboards, schedules, everything you need for the tournaments that are on their way. All right, a few words before we let you go about some other things going on. College-wise, man, how impressive has been the work of Will Wade and VCU in the last 40 days? You know, they came off the court after the loss to Cincinnati at home a week before Christmas, and they're staring at 5-5 and trying to find their identity and wondering how things are going to go in the Atlantic 10. And now here we are 5 weeks later. They have not lost since. They are unbeaten in A-10 play. They've got some big games coming up here in the next week or two. It's not important to stay unbeaten in the A-10. It is important to try to win the regular season. You get the double bye into the quarterfinals of the tournament. That's important. Top four seeds get the double byes, but boy, you'd love to have it as the one seed. And you'd love to have a regular season banner hanging at the Siegel Center. And then go to Brooklyn and try to get one from the tournament as well. Richmond, man, good first half, and then they just couldn't score. Only 29 points after intermission today in their loss up at St. Bonaventure. But they've had a monster front end of the A-10 schedule, and I know things don't look good right now with their record, but they've got the talent to where there are some teams coming up in the next 2-3 weeks on the schedule to where they could put 3-4-5 A-10 wins together in a row. And if they do that, then they're back in the conversation. They may not be able to get in time to get a number 4 seed and get the double bye, but, you know, get a 5, get a 6. Where was VCU last year when they made their run to the A-10 tournament championship? So, you know, there you go. And when I watch Richmond in action, I look at their roster and I see who's going to be leaving. You're going to lose Terry Allen. That's going to be huge. But, you know, TJ Klein's going to be coming back. Chandre Jones is going to be coming back. Quan Forge really coming into his own. And then you add Monty Buckingham and Nick Sherrod, and then others coming in, and then people there that haven't played much, that haven't had a chance because there are Terry Allens and others there. Future's pretty daggone bright at Richmond. A lot of good A-10 basketball in our future here in the RVA. Okay, this week, where are we going to be? Well, we know Monday night, game of the week, John Marshall deep run, so listen to that live here on the RVA Sports Network on Monday. Tuesday night, there's a lot of great action going on, and we're still trying to determine where we're going to go. There's very, very intriguing games on the docket. In girls action, Huguenot goes to L.C. Byrd. That's going to be a good game. Meadowbrook goes to Metoaka. That could be an interesting game. Atlee goes to Armstrong. I think that's going to be a very evenly matched matchup in girls basketball action. Over on the boys' side, Metoaka goes to Meadowbrook. That could be a very interesting game, and that could be a preview of a game we see later on in the Conference 12 tournament here in a couple of weeks. Armstrong goes to Atlee. That will be good. Verina goes to Lee Davis, a team that's been a bit snake bit this year. They've had chances to win. You remember Colonial Heights beat them in their tournament over the holidays with a buzzer beater that our Taylor Luck got on video. They had a chance to beat Patrick Henry Friday night on our game of the week, and they lose by three in overtime. You know, can they get a win, just a signature win this season over a team over 500, just to help them, you know, get over the hump a bit mentally and help the program get over the hump a little bit as they hand it off to the next generation next year in Chad Bishop's second season. So Lee Davis with a shot at a win such as that if they can knock off Verina at home on Tuesday night. Hermitage goes to Douglas Freeman. That is never an easy place to play, and so that could be a trap game for the Panthers. Dinwiddie goes to Prince George. That's a rivalry game. And not only that, Prince George would love to knock off Dinwiddie, now number six in our polls. So a lot of good action on Tuesday night, and we'll make our decision as to where we'll be live tweeting and let you know. Wednesday is National Signing Day, and of course we'll be all over the place on Wednesday, going to various signing events, getting the pictures, talking to the athletes, posting some video interviews on our YouTube channel. It's going to be a very busy National Signing Day. Let me also say that we are very happy that we're going to be partnering up with our friends at NBC 12 on Wednesday, Mark Davis, Matt Estridge. They're going to be out all over the place as well, getting coverage of National Signing Day, and they've got some fantastic plans for Wednesday. And as soon as they make them public, and I believe they're going to do that on Monday, we'll start promoting what you can expect from NBC 12 on Wednesday on our social media channels. And we're so proud of our partnership with Mark and with Matt and the gang over there at NBC 12. Just fantastic people. Richmond's number one choice for news, and we're proud at RVA Sports Network to partner with them for high school football coverage in the fall. And we're together on Wednesday to give you the best coverage we possibly can for National Signing Day as well. Some good basketball action that night. Top 10 girls battle between J.R. Tucker and Deep Run at Deep Run. Mentioned it was a big week for Deep Run. They got John Marshall in Monday night, J.R. Tucker in on Wednesday night. TJ at Glen Allen should be a good boys basketball game on Wednesday night as well. L.C. Byrd goes to Huguenot. Byrd will be favored, obviously, but a nice little road test for them to make sure that they're not coming off a high and overlooking an opponent as they go down the stretch and then turning around the next night. And, of course, it's the Battle of Chester we referenced earlier. Thomasdale, L.C. Byrd, girls at 5:45, and then the boys to follow. The Highland Springs Meadowbrook doubleheader is that night. Girls at 5:45, boys afterwards close to 7:30. And then Friday, we are really excited about this. Friday night, we are going to be at the first ever Clash of the Counties. It's the first time ever that Chesterfield County and Henrico County club swim teams are getting together for a complete swim meet. Of course, it's the first year Chesterfield schools have had club swimming. It's the third year in Henrico. Over 500 participants will be at Swim RVA at the Collegiate School Aquatic Center on Friday night, and RVA Sports Network will be there to provide you live tweet coverage on Friday. So follow us on Twitter at Henrico Sports or on Chesterfield Sports, wherever your school is, and we'll have updates on all the races all night long. My daughter's going to be with me to get some good pictures, so we're hoping to get a good photo gallery on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RVA Sports Network. So really looking forward to being at the Clash of the Counties on Friday night at Swim RVA, the Collegiate School Aquatic Center. We'll see you swimmers there. We mentioned on Saturday we're going to be at the Conference 11 Gymnastics Tournament. We're going to be at the Conference 11 Wrestling Tournament. Going to try to make our way to some other events that day as well. And then next week, boy, there's so much going on the final week of the regular season. As we make our decisions and know where we're going to go, we'll let you know, of course, where our coverage will be on social media. So if you're not with us on Twitter, please join us wherever you are interested. If you want to know what's going on in sports across the RVA, then go to our main network Twitter feed. That's the RVA SportsNet. Again, the RVA SportsNet. If you live in one of the suburban counties and want to follow your favorite school or schools, then you can follow us on Henrico Sports, on Hanover Sports, or on Chesterfield Sports. And for all of you who have entrusted us to coverage on Twitter, we thank you so, so very much. And sometime this week, and it could be the end of the week, because things are going to be so busy and signing day is a huge day and usually takes us all day Thursday to get over Wednesday, we're going to start looking ahead and talking to activities directors in the area about our spring sports coverage. We hope to be beginning in the middle of February announcing live RVA Sports Network broadcasts for baseball, softball, soccer, and lacrosse. And we're going to try to have as many broadcasts as possible here in the spring of 2016. And as we bring them and get them and put them on our schedule, the live broadcast schedule is available on our websites on the right-hand side of the page all the time, constantly updated. RVASportsNetwork.com, HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, ChesterfieldCountySports.net. And as we close, got to give a shout-out, a big shout-out to Katie Anderson of Randolph-Macon Women's Basketball. I sat Saturday afternoon and watched her pull down 28 rebounds as Randolph-Macon got a win over Hollins College to get back to 500 in the ODAC. Katie is now 47 rebounds away from becoming the all-time rebound leader in Randolph-Macon history. And with her points, her 19 points on Saturday, she became the sixth women's basketball player in Randolph-Macon history to eclipse the 1,500-point mark. Katie played at Patrick Henry, followed her there, covered her there, and she scored 1,509 career points at Patrick Henry. As of tonight, Randolph-Macon returns to action midweek. Katie has 1,509 career points at Randolph-Macon. That is what we call symmetry. Katie Anderson, 19 points, 28 rebounds. Special shout-out to you for that, for the ODAC single-game rebound record, and for your 1,500-point milestone. Congratulations on all of that. Very, very well-deserved. All right, friends, thanks for being with us on this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. Game of the week, Monday night, 6 o'clock. Come on, join us live from Deep Run. 6 o'clock, we'll have John Marshall at number 9 Deep Run Girls first, and then we'll have the main event. Number 4, John Marshall, and number 1, Deep Run. Should tip a little after 7:30. On Monday. RVA Sports Network, the only place where you can hear live high school sports all year long. Join us on our YouTube channel for that one Monday night. This podcast, an exclusive presentation of the RVA Sports Network, intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. February is going to be really busy, folks. Strap on, hang tight, and stay with us. We'll see you on the sideline.